Violence appears to be on the rise in Mexico. Attacks against businesses in states like Jalisco and Guanajuato. ¿Dónde te pegaron? Okay. A rampage that left at least 9 dead in Ciudad Juárez.
Oh, no, 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 no.
And a wave of violence in the city of Tijuana, all in the span of a week, has left many wondering what exactly is going on.
We know so far is that what we have is a series of unrelated events that happened very close to each other within a single week. Each one of those has a different logic. Each one of those has a different trigger.
The attacks have spurred the Mexican government to deploy National Guard troops to states like Baja California. Mexico's president, Andrés Manuel López Obrador, acknowledged the violence, but says it has been blown out of proportion by his political opponents.
Tranquilos que hay gobernabilidad.
Everyone relax. There is governability. There is stability. At the same time, there is an interest from our adversaries, the conservatives, to magnify things and carry out sensationalist journalism.
Violence and vandalism from criminal militias in Mexico are not a new phenomenon, because security analysts say there are rarely any consequences.
Impunity is rampant. Criminal investigations are few and far in between, and you don't have strong investigative capabilities that can increase the likelihood that anyone involved in this type of events will be punished.
Mexico's government has not announced any new plans to change the country's security strategy. The policy seems instead to be to intensify the existing one, with increased military-style policing in regions where cartels operate. While experts in Mexico say these latest instances of cartel-related violence don't appear to be connected, the picture that's emerging is of a country where, despite more boots on the ground, security forces are still losing ground to criminal organizations. Manuel Rapalo, Al Jazeera, Mexico City.